Blog Talk Radio.
What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. SinCity69.name.com. Pop time, what's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Miss Toy, what's up, baby? What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. Intimate encounters.
Got my main man, Cass, with me. What's up, dog?
What it do? What it do? What's the feeling?
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
SinCity69.name.com.
No, it ain't your booty. It's your beauty.
Intimate encounters. What's up? Welcome to another edition of Sin City. City69.name.com.
What's up?
Yo, what's up? Welcome to another edition. You know what? Your boys, welcome to Sin City. It's your boy Kaz, aka Young Double Mike. Yeah, my boy Father Time. Father Time, what's good, dog?
What up, dog?
Man, same old shit, different day, dog. What's the business, man? You know how we do it. We getting it in every night. Inconspicuous by her absence is Miss Toy. You know, nobody. I want to give a special shout out, though. I got to give a shout out to my little sister, Shakita. She had a little boy the other day, little Christian. He's been dubbed in the world. So, you know, my little nephew in the world. Much love to that. What's going on with you, Tom?
Shit, I can't call it, man. No, I had to go back into the. I check my Facebook, man, for my Bible quotes, dog. I ain't getting out one today, man.
Maybe they listened to us last week, man. Hey, well, that's a good thing, man.
What?
We've been heard.
Man, what's going on, man?
We've been heard. That's what's going on, dog. We've been heard.
Not one freaking Bible quote, dude. Not a
that,
one.
But you know what? Real talk, though. I ain't get a Bible quote. I ain't had a Bible quote since we talked about that, man.
Really?
Nah, I ain't had one Bible quote.
I had like 4 or 5 of them yesterday, but none today, man. I'm like, what's going on? Y'all mad at me? Nobody want to show me no love? You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
It's all gravy, baby. It was a football weekend, so, you know, I got my relax on. Won a couple of dollars in a couple of pools.
What about the Bears,
man? Man, fuck the Bears, man.
I'm with you on that, man. That was bullshit. Now I got to call the spade a spade. That was bullshit. That was some bullshit. I ain't gonna lie. That man, he fucked around. He had the ball. That was bullshit.
That was a touchdown last year. What is this? I mean, what they call it? The follow through or whatever? You got to maintain the ball all the way down to the ground. But he basically wasn't even touched.
No, he wasn't. He put the ball down, and, it was bullshit, man.
I'll give you a prime example. You know how when it's like first and goal, right, the ball at the 6-inch yard line?
Mm-hmm.
The running back gets the ball.
Mm-hmm.
He breaks the plane of the goal line and fumbles. But that's not called a fumble because the ball broke the plane of the goal line.
Hey,
that's a touchdown.
You don't have no disagreements with me.
He caught the ball in the end zone, had it all the way down, ball pops out of his hand, it's an incomplete pass. They got to change that, man.
Dude, you had no disagreement with me.
They hating everybody right now.
Right. You don't have no disagreements with me, but check this out, man. You know, this open forum, man, you know how we do. Whoever, you want to talk about, hey, press 1, holler at your boy, Cash, Father Time, holler at us. We do what we do. I mean, if you got a problem, some comments, anything you want to make, shit, holler at your boy. But nah.
That's all we do.
Man, nah, real talk, though. We were sitting there. I mean, I understand the football thing, and I know everybody. I mean, once we get some more fellas on the line, we're going to holler about that football thing. But now, you know, something else you want to holler about, though?
Man. All right, check this. Say you've been with a female, right? Let's say let's make up a quick number. 7 years. Y'all together seven years, right?
Right.
But you ain't married or nothing.
Right.
You've been together, you know, a good 6-7 years as a couple.
Okay. All right.
You break up. You know, you break up, right?
Right.
And now you type of brother that don't want to be alone. You know what I'm saying? Because you used to have that long-term relationship, so you got to have somebody in your life, right? That's what you usually
okay, I can understand that.
Now, let's suppose, you broke up, but, it really wasn't a breakup. It's like, you know, let's give each other a little space, one of those type of breakups.
Okay,
let me ask this question,
and I'm just asking. I mean, is that really realistic?
Yeah, for some people it is.
I don't believe in that. I mean, if you say we need some space, motherfucker, you just try to break up with me. I mean, I'm sorry. Now, if I'm wrong,
everybody don't take that like that, man.
You can actually say that. Okay, well, now let me ask you. Can you actually just say, well, I actually got back with somebody and they worked out with a motherfucker that said, I need some space?
No.
Okay, then. See?
No, but sometimes it does work. You know, it's a 50-50 thing.
When you say I need some space, I mean, I don't see that working out, dog. I'm sorry. If you sitting there, y'all had a fight, and it's like, okay, it's an unwritten law. You know, y'all had this fight, you know what I'm saying? You done packed your shit up, you done moved out, like, you know what I'm saying? You ain't got to say it, but it's like, okay, that's something we know. We know we need our space right now because this shit done got volatile or this shit done just got too far out of hand. Now, I'm understanding that, but when you sit a motherfucker down like, hey, we need our space, man, that's pretty much saying it's time for me and you to just walk our separate ways.
Not necessarily. Sometimes you give each other space, that makes your relationship a little stronger. You know, sometimes you just need to be apart for a little while.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, let's ask Tori. Tori, what you think?
When you're apart from somebody for a while, you're dipping with everybody.
Yeah, well, as Eddie Kane slides through the door, as usual.
And Eddie Kane just left, as usual.
Yeah, Eddie Kane is a motherfucker. Nice like this.
But my thing is, space can improve your relationship.
Space can.
I think so.
How much space you talk?
I mean, somebody need to move out. I ain't saying you gotta take all your shit, but you know, go sleep on your mama's couch for a couple of days, you know, and let's think about
what
we want to go for.
That's what I said. What is your point of we need our space? Are you talking about 6 months to a year? No, we finna break up.
Well, no, I'm not saying 6 months to a year. I'm saying I come home, my woman like, look, we need to talk, right? As soon as I hear we need to talk, I already know it's my fault, something I didn't do. You know, I don't know if you ever picked up on that, but anytime you get that we need to talk, there's always something you didn't do. You probably never got that before. But that's the way it rolls. And if she said, well, you know, I need some space, I need to think, you know, I want, you know, we might not be on the same level. We might not be trying to go to the same place as a couple. So, you know, you go sleep on your mama's couch for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Clear the air. Y'all sit down, go have a little lunch. Talk it out. You either going to get back together or you're not. I'm not saying it's got to be 6-7 months down the road. I mean, space.
Okay, so now what does she say she still need more time than a couple of days?
Then I'll probably be out trying to find me something else while I'm giving her space. I'm not going to wait a year.
Okay.
For you to get your space. Fuck that.
So how long are you willing to wait?
I'll wait a couple of days.
Oh, okay. All right. I'm just trying to see if we're on the same page here.
No, I mean, I'll go crash at the old girl crib. You know what I'm saying? I ain't tripping.
Well, why you got to leave?
Who else going to leave? What?
Shit, why the fuck you can't leave?
Rarely. One rarely leaves.
Shit.
I mean, check this out. Dude, a woman can call the cops on you in your crib and they going to make you leave and let her stay. And it's your crib.
That's not true.
It happened to me, dude. I'm speaking from experience.
Did you show the deed to the house?
No, I didn't.
If you showed the motherfucking paperwork and you pressed the issue, ain't no motherfucking way they can make you leave.
Man, them motherfuckers told me I need to go ahead and leave and get some fresh air.
This
is my crib. Ain't nobody else on the lease but me. How are you going to put me out of my own crib?
Did you show them the paperwork?
No, I ain't showed no damn. I was mad, man. I wasn't thinking about no damn paperwork.
See, that was your fault. You got to think two steps ahead, man.
Well,
am I right there? Boy.
Hello.
Yes, baby, you got time.
Can y'all hear me?
Yes, we can.
Okay, y'all not letting me talk. I've been talking to y'all, but I'm calling from a different phone number because you know how I do. Eddie Kane just slid in, right?
No, baby. You hung up.
No, baby.
Eddie.
I'm still on the line on another phone, baby. Can you me and you going to fight, yo.
Eddie Kane?
I'm right here. Huh?
Eddie Kane, don't start no shit, Eddie Kane. We didn't let you do what you want to do, but this whole drinking and drugging shit got to stop.
I'm not drinking. I'm not drunk this bad.
All right, baby.
Can you please pick up the line that starts with a 2?
You said what, sweetheart?
It's a number on there that starts with a 2. That's me. Because I'm sitting up there and I'm just... And I'm talking, but y'all not letting me talk. Y'all can't hear me.
What, the 262 number?
Yeah.
Oh, that's you?
Because myself, I'm finna die. Yeah, baby.
Oh, well, I'm sorry, Eddie.
All right. See, Eddie was being legit this time. See that?
Now, Eddie, where you at now? Eddie Kane?
Wait, hold up.
Oh, okay. Long as Eddie Kane's still there.
Y'all was a singing group? Sing something
for me. Because you slide in right before. Now, we try not to let people know before the show come on why we call you Eddie Kane. But we call you Eddie Kane because you slide in like 60 seconds before the show come in. Like right before the show come in. I ain't got no money, ain't got no fancy cars. You know, you slide in just like Eddie Kane do.
Wow. I feel
so y'all though. Well, Eddie, I gotta ask you a question. Where you at?
What you mean where I'm at?
I mean, I see a new number. I'm asking where you at.
But you see my old number too, though, right?
Yeah, I see your old number, but I also see this new number.
No, I love you. I'm seeing you on your job, and I love you. We have to talk about that later.
Oh, okay, Eddie.
Okay, I'm hanging up my number. Keep me on the 2 number.
Okay, Eddie. We done hung your old number up.
Okay, stop calling me Eddie. Can you hear me?
Hey, yes, we can, Toy.
Thank you. See? Now
you're going to
have everybody calling me Eddie.
Eddie Kane Jr., baby. All right, we'll check this out, though.
Right.
Go ahead. Hit off, Tom. Hit off.
We talking about space. First of all, if you and your mate come to each other, if one of the other comes talking about I need space, first of all, how long is space for you till y'all get back together? A month? You need 2 months apart, what, a week, a couple of days? Eddie? She didn't, now Eddie just slid back out, then slid off stage.
Eddie slid off stage again. See,
doing this, snorting.
Not snorting.
In the background, just slid off stage.
The snort.
Fired. Then she gonna call. You gonna call back talking about y'all can't fire me.
You sons of bitches.
Right. I made y'all.
Oh boy.
But here we go, man. Let's move on, man. But like I say, man, I think space should be a couple of days, you know what I'm saying? Then if y'all can, you know, work out your problems, then, you know, go ahead and get back together. But, you know, if she come to me talking about, well, I still need some more space, all right, I'm gone. I'm ghost. I'm out. Peace.
Okay, well, as long as we're on the same page, man, because all that old, I need my space, I'm going to try to do what I need to do to get myself together. Bitch, you lying.
Exactly. Exactly, Mundo. Fuck that. I'm cool on that. Now, we got some people on the show. If you want to jump in on this conversation, all you got to do is press 1. We got the chat room open. We got the SinCity.Spruce.com chat room open. I see Eddie Kane that came back, and Eddie Kane just slid back off stage.
Man, Eddie Kane.
That Eddie be getting they slide on, boy. I swear.
Eddie Kane full of that shit.
We're on stage, we're back on stage.
Okay, hold on. We got T on here. T. Oh, no, man. It's Smush Fear. Swishville? Oh, okay.
Yeah,
my
Kush, man. What's good, baby?
I thought you was T. All right, Kush, man, what's up, baby?
Good, man. I'm good, baby. Hey, first of all, man, I want to tell you, man, hey, I love the success of the radio show, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, you've been doing your thing. I ain't called in about a couple of months. You know, I've been hearing good things. So, you know, I'm just on here, man. Whenever I can get in on my topic, man, I'd appreciate it. But go ahead. I hear you on here preaching. So, you know, I'm going to let you do your
thing. No, brother, whatever topic you got going on, let us know.
Okay. This is my topic, man. Okay, so chilling with a little female, right?
Right.
Okay, so we just kicking it or whatever, man. And, you know, we get to doing a little grown folk thing.
Right.
And, you know, after not trying to say like I'm a vet or something, you know what I'm saying? I'm pretty decent, man. I don't do my thing like that. But, you know, when a female come, I can touch. No, I can say this on the radio, right? I'm good.
Oh, yeah, you good, nigga. It's over radio.
Okay. So, I'm like, you know, getting my thing in with her. And we did it all kind of, I mean, actually just pleasing her, man. She ain't went down on me. She ain't did nothing, man. I'm just pleasing her, man. Cause, you know, I like the chick. So, I'm like, you know, damn, can I really say this, man? Can I say anything, man? You sure?
Say what you say.
What
you say whatever you want.
All right, man. You know that position, man, when you hitting it from the back, right? And then,
okay.
You know, you can see your shit going in and out. And then you see the females, you know, nut on your shit. You know, but you don't want to make it seem like, you know, because, you know, she ain't used to coming, I think, man. So I'm seeing it on my shit, right? So I'm like, all right, cool. You know, I'm still going, you know what I'm saying? So, you know, my whole thing was after she did that, I was still like, okay, you straight, baby? Everything cool? She like, yeah, I'm cool. You sure? You don't want to go again? She like, yeah, I'm cool. So she get to huddling, you know, cuddling with me and whatever. And I know the rule for men, you know, whoever players, you know, that's been, you know, doing y'all thing in the bed is more or less like the rule is you don't ask a female, did you come? But you know what I'm saying? You know, I'm like, you straight, man? Because, you know, I didn't, you know, I'm thinking like, if you want to come again, because she like came a lot, man. But I was like, okay, so I'm sitting in the bed with her. We laying down, pillow talking. I'm like, so what's up, man? You want to come again? She's like, I didn't come the first time. What? What is this, man? I'm not understanding this, man. I'm seeing your nut on my dick, bro. I'm not getting this, man. So can a female tell me what it is, man? Is that like something that's like really valuable to y'all? Like,
Ms. Toy?
You said, is having an orgasm valuable?
Yeah, like, cause I actually talked to this dyke, right? And she was like, man, you know what? She said, well, she's like the stud though. And she was like, I'm a female, but this, you know, when it's all said and done with, like a female that's a straight lesbian, she's still a woman in the beginning. So she was like, man, when I'm fucking with a girl, I told her the same story. She's like, man, when I'm fucking with a girl, it's like hard for a female to come when she with me, cause it's a lot that she gotta give. Like she feel like that's like a big part of her soul or something. I mean, she went into it deep. And I just want to know, man, is it really like that, man? Because like with us, it's like okay, we a bust, but shit, you know, we go to sleep and wake up the next morning like okay. It's cool. Let's get it on again. But, like, with females, it's like, is that, like, something that's, like, emotional, spiritual for y'all to come?
Yeah, that's
you know what
emotional.
I'm saying?
That's emotional, honey.
It is.
I know. It depends on how I feel about that. If I just thought you were somebody else that's going to fuck, yeah, we fuck you. As long as you good, I'm good back. But if I'm really feeling you and I'm giving myself to you, That's me, my emotions and my feelings is involved in us getting together.
Okay, so... go ahead, sweetie.
Maybe she just didn't like you. How long was y'all together?
No, it was like,
That's where he's
supposed to be saying this, man. It's like, it's crazy, man, because...
Actually,
I'm talking. I was fucking with a cousin, like, for damn near, like 9 years. But a cousin finna get married now. And I don't know, man. One night we texting each other, man, and she got to talking about how her cousin pissed off. And I was shitty to cousin because her cousin and went and got married, but she lied to me about the shit. And then it was like, you know, one of those just like, I don't know, me, I'm just a person, like, in the moment, I'm going to take it. So I was like, you know what, why don't you just come on to my crib? We'll kick it. So we'll talk about it. So she come over, we chilling, we watching movies, and we drinking, and it's just, you know, shit leads to shit, and then, you know what I'm saying, we getting it in or whatever, and then, you know, first time, you know, I'm not even going to lie to you, man. I'm going to keep it real. It was like more or less like, you know, I did more than she did. Like, you know, I made her come without even, you know, fucking her. You know what I'm saying? It was more or less like, you know, I was just doing shit like to make her body feel good. So.
You just eating the pussy.
She, huh? Of course I did. Of course I did that. I'm 28, man. You know, of course, I mean, who's not eating pussy?
I'm 28. I'm saying you can say that.
No, I'm saying, like, it wasn't just that. You feel what I'm saying, Zach, man? It wasn't just that, man. It was one that's like, you know, I'm like, okay, you know, I know, it's just like saying, I just laid her down and ate a pussy. No, I won that. You know, I talked to her. So I just made her body feel good because she was like, you know, don't no niggas take the time out to just fuck with me like that. You know how you getting drunk and shit with a motherfucker, man, and then they get to telling you about what they not getting and all this and woo-woo. So, you know, I kissed the neck, you know, all that kind of shit, you know, the titties, the nipples, you know, just telling her how good she smell while she, just telling her how good she smell while I'm doing it. It wasn't just the eating of the pussy, you know what I'm saying? But while I was doing that, you know what I'm saying, I'm like fingering it, and I'm looking at the nut on my fingers, bro. You know what I'm saying? So she fell asleep on me, whatever.
Wait a minute, whoa. Let me ask you a question. You should have won the yeast effect.
No, I'm positive. I'm positive.
Okay.
I'm so positive, bro. I know a yeast infection. You know I know a yeast infection, motherfucker. Don't do me. Hey, nigga, you been doing every female I talk to, and I tell you everything about it, nigga. But no, man. That was straight, nigga. I'm telling you. For real. It was like, nigga, no. But it was like, okay. And you know, after I did it, you know what I'm saying? I'm getting ready to go get me some. I'm like, man, you want something to drink, man? She's like, yes, please. But I don't want you to leave. Just lay here right quick. You know, that's the, come on. That's the after nut feeling they get. They just want you to lay down so they can just lay up on you. I'm like, all right, come on.
Let me ask you something, dog. So,
yeah.
In other words, when after y'all finished, she pretty much, I mean, in so many words, this is what she told you.
Man, that ain't shit.
I know she told you so many words, right? But at the same time, you felt like, this. Let me see, this is what you felt like, right?
With pussy.
That's what you felt like. You know what I'm saying? But that's what she gave you the, you know what she.
Well, that's why I'm calling this fucking show, man. You can't never take nothing serious.
I'm just asking a question, though. I'm just asking.
Oh, shit. Hey, you summed it up, man. Hey, yo, little motherfucking ad-libs. Hey, man, I'm going to tell you.
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
When she told you that she never got one, how that shit make you feel?
You said who?
When she told you, when you say, do you want to get another nut, she told you she didn't get one the first time?
See, the thing is, see, my whole thing is this, man. You know, before her, man, I was in a relationship for like 3 years, but, you know, Zach can tell y'all about it, man, and I was
Hey, bro, Cass, man,
Cass can tell you, man. And it was like she was a nympho, man. She wanted it all the time, bro. And it'd be times where, like, I'll be like, okay, man, I'm not even finna nut. Because if I nut, bro, I love this girl so much, bro. It's like, if I nut, and then my shit won't get back up, and she gonna go fuck somebody else. So, nigga, I just keep my dick hard, you know what I'm saying, and just fuck until she can't get fucked no more, bro. And I know, bro, she just be like, I'm coming. And I can just see the white shit on my dick, bro. You feel what I'm saying? Or she'll squirt sometime. But at the same time, man, I'm like with her, like with old girl, it's like she ain't really had no dick like that, man. I can tell. And it's like she like the situation, I'm going to tell you what it really is, I think, man. The situation I'm in, man, I don't really have a lot of money. You feel what I'm saying? So her whole thing is like, I don't want to, and she like a little sadiddy chick. You feel what I'm saying? So her whole thing is like, I'm not finna give my body to this dude, because if I do, then I'm gonna end up falling in love with him, and then, you know what I'm saying, I'm gonna probably degrade myself, which is understandable, because when I had money, I was like that with females. Like, I don't wanna fuck with this bitch that's got 3-4 kids, because I'm downgrading myself. I don't got no kids. You know what I'm saying? I got a car, I got a crib. I ain't got time to take care of your kids and degrade myself. So I understand where she's coming from, but at the same time, my whole question tonight, man, I really wanted to ask the fellas and the ladies, especially the ladies. I'm like, man, have you ever just been in that situation, man, where you have or it's finna come and you lied? You feel what I'm saying? Like, you came, but you would tell a nigga, like, no, I ain't come. I'm just tired. I've been working all day, though. But you really actually nutted, and you don't want to go no more, or you was finna come, and you just pushed the nigga off, like, I'm tired. I don't want to come. I mean, not that I'll come, but, you know, I'm tired.
Let me tell you. If she act like this, this is what you do.
I kicked her country ass to the curb.
That is what you do. That's what you do, that Pimpin.
Hey,
she gets to talk, and as she gets to talking shit, that's what you tell her.
Game, bitch. Enjoy yourself.
That's
hey,
what you
do. Hurt me. I'm gonna call this damn show, man. The fuck?
Hey, but you know what though? That's a good question, Miss Toy. You should go ahead and answer that.
And I'm going to shut up. I ain't going to say that. I'm going to sit there and listen to you. But just be real with me, though. Have you ever did that before?
Boy, because when I tried to answer before, you just straight up cut me out. Now, what was your question?
I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Okay, my question to you is this. Okay, you work. You straight, right? You work. You know what I'm saying? You got a car, crib, all that shit, right?
Right.
Okay, so let's just say, for instance, I'm not going to lie to you. Right now, I'm currently unemployed. You know what I'm saying? I don't have no car. Basically, all I could give you right now is dick and conversation.
Okay.
Okay. So you get to just one day on some lonely shit, me and you, I might meet you at a club, or I might just be riding with my nigga, and, you know, you riding with your girl, and you just be like, oh, he cute. Woo-woo. So, then you get to chilling or whatever, and I'm saying everything right to you.
Okay.
We in the right moment, everything. We alone, we kicking it, we chilling. And then we get to doing something, and I'm making you feel good. Now, would you back away from them feelings because you like, I don't want to even get involved with this dude, man, because he ain't really, you know, he done told me what's up. He ain't, you know, ain't really doing nothing right now and all this. Or would you just go with it and come and don't tell me? Or would you stop yourself from coming because you don't want to feel me like that? Would you do that? That's my whole question tonight, because I'm trying to see what's going on.
Nigga, that question was 30 minutes long. God damn.
Yeah.
Well, give me a motherfucking ad lib for that, man, on the little radio thing you got down there, man.
God damn.
Did you understand that?
Well, go ahead. I asked for it.
So can you answer that for me? Because I know Cav's getting mad at me right now, man.
I'm going to finish doing what I was doing, so it wouldn't matter to me. That's just me. If all you're going to give me is some dick, well, then that's all you're going to be good to me for. So why wouldn't I go all the way through it with you?
Okay.
Because I have one of them. Well, I have one of them. That's all you was good for was some dick. And after a while, like, you get tired of that too, though. But if y'all just not getting together and you just giving up dick, that's what I get you for. Why wouldn't I enjoy the whole moment? I'm using you, right?
Not really, because, I mean,
okay.
I mean, we got to think about it.
That's the only thing you got on this world to give me. I'm using you.
Okay. I just want to know that.
So at the end of my day, your feelings don't even matter to me.
Okay. And I appreciate that, because ain't no woman going to even say that shit. Like, I'm like, well, maybe she might like you, but something else is going on in her life. I appreciate you being like that.
We got Sean on the line. Sean, what's up, baby?
Hey, what's up, y'all?
What's good, honey?
Nothing.
All right. We networking in politics, and we got my boy on here. We got Kushmill on here. He trying to figure out.
What up, Sean?
Hey.
He trying to figure out what's the what with you women and the way y'all acting.
What's the what with
us? Why y'all lying about y'all coming, man?
Do you lie about when you come?
Hell no.
Can you lie about when you come?
You know what I mean? No.
Yes, you can.
Okay. So now the next question is, now let me ask something. Let me ask something to my man now. Let me ask something to my man, Kush.
Mm-hmm.
Kush, is she squirting?
How would
is
he know? He didn't say it.
Yeah, I ain't going to lie to you, though, man. She squirted, like, twice, and then she just did the regular nut. Like,
if she squirted, nah. Squirt is all a part of it. I mean, that's the female version of ejaculation.
Right.
So now, if she's squirting, she coming.
Yeah, but my whole thing is, why lie about it? You know, when we land down, I'm like, no, my whole thing is, I'm not really asking you if you coming. You know, I'm straight because, I was kind of like digging old girl. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, shit. I mean, a nut to me is, you know, I'm not saying that, like, I done did everything sexually, bro. But at the same time, man, I done fucked enough to not nut and just please the woman. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, okay, cool. All
right,
but my whole thing is, before I go to sleep, do you want to nut again? And when you come off.
Say no, shit, she died.
You doing this. No.
Okay. Well, good night, dear.
Good night. But don't be like, oh man, shit. I ain't man. I didn't even nut the first time. okay.
Hey, man, hold on, Kush. Hold on, Kush. Now, you felt the squirting on you, right?
Yeah.
Oh, well, she didn't let it. I mean, it ain't even no lie to go keep going through.
I know, but you gotta see my position, though, Cav. That's just like catching your girl fucking a nigga, and then you be like, "Oh, so you cheating on me?" Man, I ain't cheating. I'm just fucking him.
I'll
make love to you.
What?
No,
I'm just saying that's just a blatant lie, which gets to me. It's just a blatant lie when I know you came.
Well, hold on, dog. Now,
why would you ask if you know?
Right. That's the thing.
I'm not asking.
You did.
I never asked. No, y'all don't understand. I know she came. I never asked. My whole thing.
You asked her, do she want another gig, right?
Yeah. And then she was like, no, I'm straight.
Okay.
I did nut the first time. What? You
nah,
serious?
Man,
y'all misunderstood. His question is, he wants to know, why do females lie when it's obvious that you did?
Thank you, bro. That's all I want to know.
That type of power.
That's his question.
Hey, thank you. Now who that, Sean or Toy?
No, that was Toy. Thank you. You don't need
that's
that type
it.
Of power.
Okay,
I
don't need one
know
no more. I told Nick, bro. That's what it is, bro. I kind of figured that what it was.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Because it's hard for a female like. Fucking with a nigga like me, man, who ain't really got shit, and you got something, and I'm making you feel good better than a nigga that's got something, and I just got that control over you, like, yeah, you know that nigga can't fuck you like I fuck you. They really
yeah,
can't
fix that.
Yeah,
you feel stupid for that, because that's all you used to give me. You can't give me nothing else.
Okay.
Well, right.
I just want to know that.
Well,
and I
appreciate
all y'all for that.
All right, well, okay, man. Now, see, now when you put it in those terms, I understand
right,
you a whole lot better.
Yeah, right.
I wasn't understanding you because you wasn't saying it like that. But now
I
understand you.
I understand what I was saying, though. I just didn't want to say it in a bad way.
Bro, shit, nigga, this internet radio, you can say how it is.
I tried to clean it up as best I can, but my man's doing what I'm talking about.
You ain't got to clean it up. You ain't got to clean it up. You can say whatever you want to say.
And we all wrong here.
Hey, y'all didn't help me out, man. So now I know, man. And it's like I guess I got to just talk to her, like, you know, like I ain't trying to be like that. Because I really do kind of like her, man, but I know ain't shit really going to happen. But I just don't want her to back off for giving me her body, man. You know, because she thinks that No, I'm serious. Like, she thinks I'm going to be, like, taking advantage of her, man. Because I have did a lot of dirt in the past, man. But I done changed that shit, man. And, you know, my nigga Cass, no, man. I done fucked over some females. He be like, man, Kush, you serious? I liked it, huh? But, I mean, shit, what can you do, man? All you can do is just try to learn from your mistakes, man. And that's what I'm trying to do now. So now I know that y'all done said that. Plus, especially coming from a female, I'm straight now, man. I know. I knew that's what it was, but I had to, you know, you got to get the verification, man. And I got it. Man, I appreciate y'all, bro.
And we appreciate you being honest with us tonight.
Yeah.
Hey, Sean.
Uh-huh.
Now, you know tonight I'll perform, right?
Say what?
I said, you know, tonight, Tuesday nights is open forum. Whatever
yes.
you want to talk about, that's what we get down on.
Right.
All right, what you got for us? I know you got something for us.
I don't know. What do I want to talk about?
That nigga that piss you off all the time. Come on, talk about it.
Oh, yeah, let me talk about that.
Oh, yeah, let me talk about that. See, I know I cut your nerve with that one.
Yeah, let me talk about that nigga. Man. Okay, this is my question to y'all. Why niggas be so quick to say what a female did, but... I mean, they'd be so quick to say what a female need, or you know what I'm saying, express themselves, but when you try to express yourself to them, they try to make, like,
you know what I'm saying, you like the shit starter, or what you saying is irrelevant.
I'm sorry, y'all. I need her to repeat that. Because I really
didn't. Can you repeat that one more time, Sean?
I said, how come niggas feel like they can express themselves to a female, but when a female try to come back on them, it's like a lot of them feel like, well, you can't do that because I'm a male. You know what I'm saying? They feel like they the only ones who's supposed to speak their mind.
I mean, well, now let me ask you, do he really feel like he's the only one that's supposed to speak his mind, or is it just like...
Actions speak louder than words.
I know, I mean, I understand that, but I'm asking. I'm saying, like, right now, I ain't even saying nothing to you, and you, like, actions speak louder than words. See, I'm saying that. Maybe you might just be a little bit too quick to open your mouth, and...
I just answered your question.
Now, listen... Now, you know, I'm going to sit back. Timer.
Yo.
All right, I'm going to let you handle that one.
I'm going to answer the question straight up for you.
Mm-hmm.
This is no disrespect towards you. But
that nigga be preaching right there, man.
A lot of times, y'all talk about shit we don't want to hear about.
Yeah.
But y'all do the same, though.
How's that? We
talk about
important stuff.
We don't want
to
hear about.
But y'all talk about what the bitch at work did. We don't care what she did at work.
I don't talk about that because I don't give a shit what the bitch did at work. So I'm not one to have conversations like that.
What do we complain about though? When a man comes to you, he wants two things. He wants his bath water run, and he wants his food on the table. That's it.
Come on now. What man is
it? If women did that.
Man,
women did
every man on his line right now.
Father Time, where he at?
I'm right here.
Ah, okay, well. You should be
if
here.
If y'all did that, we wouldn't even talk to you. We wouldn't have nothing to talk to you about.
Yeah, that's what y'all
but
say.
But y'all do talk about stuff that. Y'all talk about stuff we ain't trying to hear. I mean, we don't, you know. I'm just saying. I mean, that's just my opinion.
It's too high. It's just like the. It's always like y'all this, y'all that, y'all this. It's like y'all always see yourselves as right, and the female is just wrong.
Okay. Well, now whoa. Hold on. So,
this Toy, can I get some help?
Toy.
Yeah, I'm gonna help you.
Toy.
I think it's time to get help. Nice.
Toy. Toy, let him go. Let him go, Toy.
Let him go. Okay.
Yeah. Let him go and talk. You got a show to do. Tell him you'll be back in like 45 minutes. Let him go.
Okay, you ready? Some what you just said didn't even make sense. Let's start that number one. Did you just say that when women talk to you or when women talk to a man, 9 times out of 10, the men don't want to hear what the woman got to say?
That's what he said.
No,
yeah.
I didn't say that.
Okay.
That's not what I said.
No.
That's not what I said. I didn't say that. I say 9 times out of 10, y'all talking about something we don't want to hear about. That's what
I said. Okay, so who made it right to whatever it is that you want to talk about is what I want to hear about.
You're right about that. I'm not going to lie. She is right about that. But you got to understand the nature of a being. Like, y'all going to talk about more irrelevant shit than we are. But we going to talk about this, man. Why the fuck is your motherfucking brother over here in my crib all the goddamn time? Y'all just, we going to let it go, though. We going to probably give you a 3-minute speech about that. And you won't hear shit about it because we love you. The nigga gonna keep coming back and forth to the crib. We gonna say it one time. Why the fuck this nigga keep coming back and forth to my crib? We gonna let it go. But y'all, man, y'all can talk about some shit. And that shit gonna blast for a month. Constantly for 3 hours a day. Why are we trying to get some sleep? Why are we trying to get some sleep? You feel what I'm saying? Now, what we argue about, sweetie, is probably going to be like some shit like, because, you know, men, if we really, because, you know what I'm saying, a man that love his woman, bro, he'll never put his hands on him or nothing like that. So if some shit that we want to talk about, we going to say it, then y'all going to say y'all little small shit, then we going to get in the car and go. We're going to go to the liquor store, kick it with our boy, get drunk, then come back home when the shit die down. But, oh, not y'all. Oh, hell no. Y'all got to be, man, 3 hours about the most irrelevant-ass shit. Y'all not cutting the grain.
Just because it's not important to you don't mean it's not important to me, though.
Right.
But you know, we spoil y'all.
Feel about shit.
We spoil y'all, though, because it is something to us. It is something to us, but we just don't give a fuck. We be like, okay, it's important to us. Like, if right now, if we don't like somebody, one of your girlfriends coming to my house, you know, we don't like her, but we know you like her, but we gonna say something like, I can't stand that bitch, man. Why she always gotta be at this motherfucking house? But then we gonna let it go, cause you know what I'm saying? We men. Any nigga that hold on to it, man, that's really like a whole ass nigga, in my opinion, to be real with you. Any nigga that just hold a grudge with his girl about some simple shit like that, nigga, you need to let that shit go, bro. I know motherfuckers go through shit or whatever, but no. If you say what you gotta say, and then let it go. And if she ain't feeling that right there and then, let's leave. You know what I'm saying? But y'all, oh no, it could be some simple shit. Y'all gonna be in our air for 3 minutes. Y'all make us leave. Like, man, let me get the fuck out of here before I choke the shit out this motherfucking self. But that's the whole thing. That's the difference. So that's probably what the problem is with you and your dude.
Mm-mm-mm.
Seriously. Mm-mm. You don't give a fuck. You care.
So
that's how we are. We built like that. That's how any real nigga and Cass and Father Time will tell you, man, any real nigga built like that. Like, man, I'm not finna sit here and stress over some shit. I'm going to tell you how I feel. Then once I tell you how I feel, I'm over it.
That be the moment. Y'all don't want us to get to that point. Y'all don't want to tell how we feel or nothing. Y'all don't even want us to get to that point to tell y'all how we feel, because when it comes to telling y'all how we feel, y'all go to that.
Okay, give me an example of what you're talking about.
Man.
Give me a little example of what you're talking about, like how you
feel. Yeah, yeah, there you go.
Go ahead, Sean. Okay. Give me an example.
What happened, man?
For example, okay, I say something like, okay, let me give you an argument. Here's an argument. Okay, it won't even have to necessarily be an argument. I'll call you. You supposed to came to see me, right? You supposed to came to see me, and you never show up. You never call or nothing, right? So I end up calling you, and I ask you, dang, what happened to you? Here go you. Man, what the fuck you mean? I ain't trying to hear that bullshit. What's that?
Well, first of all, I'm going to tell you. I'm going to let them talk to you. But
well, let me ask you, hold on, Kish.
Go ahead.
Did you come that calmly to him, like,
This is how I come. Okay, you supposed to came, so I'm not going to be happy, for one, because you didn't call, you didn't text, you didn't do none of that to let me know that you wasn't coming. The last thing you said.
Did you ever think, wait a minute, now hold on, let me ask you a question. Before you said that, I mean, do you think something might have happened?
All the time?
I mean, shit, I mean, what's the situation?
Essentially, like, if you with your boys. You like, all right, I'm with the boys. You kick it with the boys all the time. All right, I'm with the boys. But I'll be there when I get done. Okay. You never show up. You never call. You never text to say you ain't coming. This is more than one task. But then when I call you to address you about the situation, like, you know what I'm saying? Of course I'm not going to be in a good mood. Like, dang, what happened? I mean, you couldn't call, you couldn't text or nothing. Then y'all go to the, I don't want to hear that bullshit. Here you go. Is that fair?
Hey,
what's
that?
You turn around and you treat that nigga just like that. They don't understand when you try to talk to them, explain shit to them. goddamn thing. That way you have to actually show it to
them.
That's when you don't answer your phone for 3 or 4 days.
But Tori, am I wrong for that for addressing them that way? Like, what happened to you? I mean, you could have called, you could have texted.
Soon as you got him, did you say, nigga, what the fuck you been? What happened to you? Did you snap at him?
Never. I never say that. I never come like that. I always come like, I mean, what? This is how I come. I'll be exact. I mean, dang, what happened? You didn't call me. You didn't text me or nothing. The last thing you talked
to
me.
I mean, did you say hello before you call? I mean, before you go into that, do you say hello?
I'll be like, yeah, what's up? What happened to you?
Oh, well, shit, I mean, whoa. Hold on. Yeah, what's up? What happened to you? I mean,
we
could have been a...
No, we always be like, hey, what's up? Right, we always be like, what's up? That's what we say all the time. But I say, my little, hey, what's up? What happened to you? But then you say something like that to a nigga, they like, shit.
Hold on. I mean, normally if you don't approach that person like, hey, what's up? Or if that person don't like being approached like, hey, what's up? And you come to him like, hey, yeah.
But he approached me like that.
You say what?
He approached me like that. Like, hey, what's up? Hey, what's up is like speaking.
I mean, now, hold on. Now, me being a man, and I'm going to tell you this. And I know, and I already know Miss Toy ain't going to agree with it. But... Now, me just saying, I personally, we grew up as thug-ass niggas. I'm not going to lie. We grew up as some roughnecks, some hooligans, if you will. But now, you don't want your woman. Now, some people do. Now, you'll find out more times that a more men don't want that woman coming to them saying, hey, what's up? When you say, hey, what's up, it's like you're not, who you talking to? You ain't talking to me.
I don't say it like I want some beef. I don't say it like I got beef. It's like, hey, what's up?
So you actually like a woman coming to you talking about, hey, what's up?
Y'all see how I'm saying it?
It's like, hey, what's up? That means like, what's up? You know.
I'm gonna say one thing, man. Y'all probably won't want to put me on a Life Genius remix to that statistics, man. That's just because I'm just getting a little older, man, and the shit I done did to females, man. I'm feeling real bad about it, but I'm still like not like, you know, just gonna let a female just get all that shit. But I'm gonna be honest with you, man. If you fucking somebody and you got feelings for them, man, they deserve an explanation, bro. They don't, you know what I'm saying? He could have called and been like, you know, even if it's a lie, I know it's hard to say that. He could have been like, hey, look, man, I'm at my grandma's house, man. She kind of sick. You know what I'm saying? I'll be there when I get there. But just not to call at all, bro. And you fucking somebody, bro. I mean, I know I might get my player card swiped tonight, man, but that's just real talk. And I, you know what I'm saying, I used to do that shit. Like, man, fuck that bitch, man. Because I got, you know, and I'm going to tell you what it is with dude, bro. I'm going to tell you from me doing what I used to do. He comfortable with you, bro.
Wow.
Look here. Hold on.
You said it's because he comfortable with me?
Yeah. I'm going to be real with you. He comfortable as hell with
you. In what way do you mean?
Man, look, when I'm comfortable with a female, I'll be like, man, she'll be all right, bro. I don't need to call her.
I understand.
I'm not even going to lie to you. That's me.
That makes me feel like he's saying fuck her. You know what I'm saying? Anyway,
Fuck you. It's just that he comfortable. Like, think about it. If y'all was just starting out dating, will he call you and tell you where he at and where he going to be and come get you? He always did that, right?
Hey, cuz.
I know right now, man. I'm sorry.
You
keep talking. You're not listening.
Yeah.
Now, I'm going to tell you. Now, this is what we're going to do with your play card, all right? Yeah, y'all gonna go ahead and swipe it, man. It's over with,
We're gonna throw it up in the air. We're gonna throw it up in the air, and this is what we're gonna do with it.
That motherfucker.
Hey.
No, don't shot. Shot, man. You could have just shot it twice, man. Hey, man, you could have shot that motherfucker twice.
Hold on, man. We got somebody new to the line. We got Taya.
Hello?
That's your name?
Tayon? Yeah, that's
Tayon. Tayon, what's up, sweetheart?
Hey, how you doing?
Yeah, that is. I'm better than you.
I'm
all right.
I'm all right.
Hold on, wait a minute. What?
What's good? All right, how you doing?
Hey, I'm all good, and you?
I'm good, baby. You was calling in. I'm trying to see. You want to comment? You got something you want to holler about, baby?
Well, I was trying to comment, but I was trying to finish hearing the rest of the conversation, but,
You heard me get my player card shut up four times? You heard me get my player card shut up four times with an AK?
Don't worry about that, Taya. What's going on?
It's all right. No, I was just calling, man, what do you do when somebody keep on blowing you up? Keep on telling you that they want to be with you, you know what I'm saying, in a monogamous relationship, and you tell them that you don't want to be with them. What do you do about that?
Change your phone number.
Huh?
Change your phone number.
Change your phone number. Look, my phone is for business, you know.
Yeah, don't change your phone number.
Right, I can't do that. I'll lose my life.
Oh, well, then you just cut them off totally. Don't answer their phone calls. Can't you block them?
Right, I can't do it on this phone right here that I got, but I've been trying to, but he's steady texting me. He called me from different numbers.
Do you respond?
Huh?
Restraining order.
Well, I answer the phone from a number that I don't know that's his, you know what I'm saying? But once I get the phone call, he's like, oh, bitch, that's how it is. And I'm
you
like,
got problems?
You need not to respond.
I have one of them, honey. You
okay, hold on.
You got any problems?
Hold on, man. We got to go one at a time. Hold on, dog. We got to go one at a time. Tayana, she came out with a problem now. All right, now. Okay, cuz, she was talking, so we gonna let you finish what you said. What you say, cuz?
Okay, I'm going to go the violent way. It ain't really violent, but you got, like, brothers, father, you know, any kind of male figures in your life right now?
Well, yeah, I got a few, but they ain't around, though. That's the point.
Okay, look, this is what you do. This is what you do. Next time he calls, you get him the phone.
Okay.
And you tell him to tell him, stop calling my motherfucking sister. Okay. You feel what I'm saying? She's really, like, not feeling you right now, bro. And it's like, get to me, because I'm feeling like you stalking, and I think you're going to do something to her. And if you do something to her, I'm going to have to do something to you.
Right, okay.
Now, that's the only thing I can really say, because he going to keep calling.
Because
he got your number. Ain't no use of you changing your life around for this nigga.
Right.
You feel what I'm saying? Yeah. So you going to have to get somebody, because he's not going to take you serious if you tell him, bitch ass nigga, stop calling my phone, I come kill you. He's going to be looking at you like, yeah, okay, whatever.
Right.
And you get you a dude. My fault. Y'all, you want somebody else to talk? My fault.
No, that's okay.
No, man. Finish your point.
That's just me, because I did that for somebody before.
Okay.
You know, I'm never going to meet the dude or nothing, but she gave me the phone, like, this dude just keep calling me and woo-woo. And it's like my cousin. So I was like, man, give me the phone, man.
Kush.
Uh-huh.
Kush.
Yeah.
So in other words, what you told him is,
sit your $5 ass down before I make change.
Exactly. Nigga, you made me laugh one more time, man. I gotta go pee, man.
I know, you know, I've been on him for a while though, you know what I'm saying? And then what was so crazy is I had sex with him. And then I think
Was it good sex?
Yeah,
was it was good sex?
Yeah, I ain't gonna lie.
Uh-oh.
It was wonderful. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So now he like, babe, I want to be with you. I love you. I want to marry you. I don't want you like that. I just was doing something.
You only had sex with him one time, or was it? I mean, how long have you known him?
I've been on him for years, but I've been talking, you know what I'm saying? We were talking on the phone for like 4 or 5 months, and then, of course, we end up getting down or whatever. And then, shit, then he, I guess, fell in love, and I can't take it any fucking more.
Taz and Father Time, we need y'all, man. This is like a very, man, a lot of women is going through this, dog, and a lot of niggas is, too. We going through it, too.
Then he like, it's going to be cold outside. I mean, he say, it's going to be cold outside. I need a girl. Nigga, you better stay where the fuck you at.
Oh, he on that. I used to be on that. I ain't going to bullshit.
He need a place for the winter. That's what that nigga need.
Hey, Chad, what do you say, nigga? Fuck the summer. I'm cool.
Hey,
that winter time, that motherfucker want to come home about the shovel and snow and lay up under something soft.
Hey, once you kick him out, this is what you tell me.
That's how we play a role.
That's what you tell me. Hey, it's a wrap, nigga. It's a wrap. And if you keep talking more shit, you tell him.
Getting on my nerves.
And that's a wrap.
Guess what's up,
hey, nigga.
I'm on track.
Oh, my God. That's how we play it out.
Exactly. Shit.
Well, that's what's up then. Well, I'm going to see if that'll work. If not, then I'll be...
Get a brother or somebody, man. Get a dude that you know.
I'm
gonna and just, you know what I'm saying, have them get a nigga.
Yeah, I'm going to
get my cuz. Hey, you say you want to get your cuz?
Yeah.
And you let it... And you tell him, you let him know that your cuz be sitting there talking shit to him like,
man, move over and let me pass. Oh, they have to be pulling these hush puppies out your motherfucking ass. That's for fucking with me, you no business born insecure motherfuckers.
Right.
Nigga, hear that shit, he gonna be like, yo, hey, quit fucking with that dick.
That hurt, bro. What the fuck?
Right.
That's what you tell me, man. Put me on mute, man.
That's what's up, man.
That's what's up, baby. That's what's happening. That's what we do.
Okay.
Ms. Toy, you got any advice for?
I got some advice for, man.
Hold on, man. Let Ms. Toy holler at her. Let a woman holler at her first. Ms. Toy, what you got for?
Yeah, let me hear her.
No, I agree. You got a brother or a man, that's all you need. He needs to have a man around you one time. Do you have a boyfriend now?
No, I don't.
So are you cool you like a male, you got a cool-ass male friend or something how to do it?
Right. I got somebody there to do it.
See, he's not going to leave you alone until he realizes for sure that it's another man around you.
Exactly.
He's not hanging outside your house and shit, is he?
No, he'd be in jail then.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. Find that brother, that cousin, or something, and let him tell you.
I put fear in a gorilla and took the sting from a beast.
Right on.
You got to be an ignorant motherfucker to fuck with me.
Yeah, that's what
you
had.
He'll give you my brother's number. He'll get him gone for you.
Okay, that's what's up. Well, I'm going to see what that do, and if not, y'all will hear about it.
Okay.
All right. Bye. Have a good one.
All right, now, brothers.
All right.
Y'all are crazy. Simon.
Yeah, that's horrible.
Simon.
Yo.
You had some last words for it. What was it, dog?
I was just going to tell her, shit, grab her girl, man.
You don't want to catch this murder case, dog. You don't want to catch the murder case.
I mean, shit, what else can she do? If they do a review, just because she's with, I don't agree with what y'all were saying, just because she's with another guy, That doesn't mean that dude's going to stop. You know what I mean?
Make him even crazier, shit.
Exactly. Shit, he fuck around and be done kill both of them.
Mm-hmm. I'm back, man.
You see it every day.
No motherfuckers ain't scared like that.
Right.
What's up?
Okay. Well, yeah, I mean, yeah, you raise a good point. You raise a good point, Tom. You raise a real good point.
Exactly.
Yeah, and I want to make this point, man. I'm having a good ass time, man. It's bad. I like this show, bro.
I got a question.
Man,
what's up, baby?
Why do y'all men buy women gifts and then once we leave you, want all your stuff back? So, you know, you say you bought the same shoes you bought me. Why the fuck you want the shoes back, but you bought it for me? That's stupid. What are you going to do with it?
Y'all going to y'all gonna take that Xbox 360
question
you bought me?
Can I answer that question? Hold on, let me answer that question. I'm going to answer that question for you, so can I answer that question for you?
Yes. Yes.
I'm going to tell you why I'm going to say I want my shit back.
I'm Rick James, bitch.
Tell yourself.
I will buy shit back.
Hey, man, you on fire tonight, bro.
For real, what are you going to do with
him?
What are you going to do? Give him a new girlfriend?
You know what?
No, hold on. Oh, wait a minute. Let me just finish this, dog. Tell him
all
about
the prestige.
Once I take him from you, I'm going to look at you and I'm going to tell you.
I never liked you anyway. Pretty motherfucker.
Now I'm going to burn your shit.
Never liked you anyway. Pretty motherfucker.
Oh.
Hey, nigga, would you stop, bro?
We got to get serious, bro. I had to get you to it. I had to get you up. I don't know, man. That's that bullshit that niggas feel like, all right, well, I got to. She hurt me, so she hurt me mentally. I'm going to try to hurt her financially or physically. That's that dumb ass shit.
How can you hurt me not taking a pair of shoes you brought?
Hold on, man. I'm trying to tell you.
You got that shit when you left.
We don't look at it like that. We don't look at it like that now. Years to come, we be like, oh, that was some dumb ass shit. I can't do shit with these damn shoes. This bitch I'm fucking with, she ain't gonna want them.
You waited for a whole month, and then you gonna be like, oh, yeah, bitch, since you ain't talking to me no more, I need back my shoes and a purse that went with them. What the fuck you gonna do with them?
Cut that motherfucker up and give it to him. That's what I said.
Okay, so that's what I did.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't wrong. I broke the heels and cut the parts up in little bitty pieces, put the shit in the bag and said, there you go. Work it out.
Right. There you go.
I'm going to tell you something my granddaddy said to me, though, one time, man. It's real talk. He was like, you know what? When you fucking with the female, man, you can buy her everything. You know what I'm saying? You can get all the money back, whatever you bought her. But the one thing you can't never get back is that time, man. Mm-hmm. So when a motherfucker realized that, they'll just let you have that shit. Like, I don't need that shit. I'm mad at you because of the time I wasted with your ass. I could have been goddamn that one bitch I was sitting at the mall.
Fuck that. I want my shit back.
All right, come on, man. What you want the shit back for?
That's how I feel now. So who will tell?
Because if the shoe was on the other foot, if I told you to leave, you going to cut my shit up, so how come I can't get my shit back?
But that makes you even more like
the stuff you bought me.
Don't that make you not?
Something can't work for us.
As true as that is, but I mean, you know what? I'm not going to act as petty as you. Cause I didn't have people tell me I want this back, I want that back.
Yeah,
but now,
that ain't gonna do nothing but make me. That ain't gonna do nothing but make me not wanna fuck with you.
Right. That's gonna make me not wanna fuck with you anymore. Why you thinking that shit gonna hurt me to the point where I'm like, oh baby, bitch, that's gonna make me not wanna fuck with you all the more. So the more shit you take back from me, the more I don't wanna fuck with you.
Cause you fuck around and buy me a car, right? My fault, Cash. You fuck around and buy me a car, right? You take that motherfucker. I meet another motherfucker and they let me drive their shit.
can get material. That's the thing that people don't understand in relationships. You can get materialistic shit back in a relationship. Fucking with somebody else, only thing you're not going to get back is that fucking time you invested in this motherfucker.
Right.
Yeah, you've been wasting more time trying to get the shit back.
Exactly.
At the end of the day, I'm going to tell you this.
Fuck all y'all.
And keep on pushing.
Hey,
we got Janine on, man. We got Janine on the show.
Where my baby at? Janine.
Hello.
Hey, what's up, baby? I ain't heard from you all night. What's going on, honey?
Nothing much. Just got out of school.
Oh, okay. What's good, baby? We wouldn't network in a parlor ticket. Now, we didn't let Miss Toy done ran the show tonight. Miss Toy said fuck every nigga that's known a man, so.
Oh, goodness.
Janine?
Yes.
Have you ever had a man you was with? Now, you ain't, this is me. I've never, ever in my life brought this man nothing. I ain't never even brought this nigga a dollar hamburger. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
So, now I'm done with him. Don't talk to him no more. It's been a month ago. Out of nowhere, you call me and tell me you want back the heels you brought me and the purse you brought. So I give it to you.
Mm-hmm.
Why do men do that?
I felt like that was just a way for him to talk to you again. That's how I see it. They got to find some reason to start back the conversation or something like that. Because what they going to do with it? They're not going away. I hope not.
That's what I
said. Hold on. Now, Ms. Toy, Jadine.
Yes.
Now, I'm going to tell you, this is what he waiting on you to say.
Say what again? Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more goddamn time.
That's what he wanted you to say. That gave him that shit. So now he finna come take your ass off. That really
he
worked,
was
though.
He was wrong
for
that,
nigga. He was wrong for that. I'm just saying. Because you know how y'all answer the phone. What? Say what again? That's what we be thinking about here. I ain't gonna lie. I ain't gonna lie to you. I'm gonna play it one more time just so y'all can understand this is what we be thinking when y'all be like, what? And now we don't say it, but this is what we think.
Say what again? I dare you. I double dare you, motherfucker. Say what one more
goddamn
time.
This is our double dog dare you, I dare you. And I know we be thinking it because y'all sit there with that look on y'all face like, this. Motherfucker tripping. Let me just lay down in bed. Let me lay down in bed and I ain't gonna say shit because I know he tripping tonight.
Oh, goodness.
Nah, am I lying? Now, I know what y'all thinking. I know what y'all thinking once we say that. I know this is what y'all thinking.
You're getting on my nerves.
Now I want you to shut the fuck up.
Oh, man. But now you also know if you tell him that.
You got knocked the fuck out, man.
Oh, shit. So, I'm just saying. At the end of the day, you know, we all. At the end of the day, when he sit back and he gonna ask you that question, you know, once he ask you that question.
What's up, Mom? Is we fucking or what?
I'm gonna say, hell no.
Nah.
Like, keep talking to me.
What's our problem, Joe?
Who is that
the
fool? Wait a minute, that was me.
Hey, Ken.
Yo.
Ken. What's up? Ken, I went to the bathroom, man.
He said, what now?
I said, what was our problem? I had went to the bathroom.
Oh, man, it wasn't no problem. It wasn't no problem, man.
Oh, it's over with, dear. She owes something else.
Nah. After we actually, we fucking know what? This is, now, y'all sitting there talking that bullshit, but y'all know, either I'm going to do this, or I'm going to get fucked up, so you already going to tell them.
I was just bullshitting, and you know this, man.
And that's the end of the night.
Okay. Simon, what we got going on, man? Well, we got a prank for the night, man. We got one of them old school pranks.
Yeah, man. We can run it.
All right, man. Run that old
school. Relax and enjoy this good old fashioned prank.
Yeah, the old school, baby. Old school prank.
Hello? Who's calling?
This is Agent Robinson from the IRS.
Yes.
Is this ridiculous?
Yes.
How you doing, ma'am?
I'm okay, and yourself?
I'm doing fine. I was calling to let you know our records indicate that you owe more money for your taxes because of your husband, Lawrence.
Yes.
Okay, are you aware that he owes back taxes?
Well, we're divorced, and I'm so tired of this. Do you have an ID number that I could take, please?
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes, because it is odd for the IRS to just call you like that. I just want to make sure that this is a legitimate conversation.
Sure. Are you ready?
Yes.
311.
Uh-huh.
84.
Uh-huh.
5-7.
Uh-huh.
B as in boy.
B as in boy?
Correct.
Okay.
My name is Agent. I'm sorry?
And your name?
My name is Agent Nathaniel Robinson from the IRS Collections Department.
Nathaniel Robinson?
Yes.
Robertson.
No, Robinson. Robinson.
Okay, Robinson. Okay.
Correct. Now, are you
that's Nathaniel.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Ma'am?
I understand I know what you're about to say to me, and I am so tired of this because we've been divorced 2.5 years, and I keep trying to tell them that in my divorce decree, it says that when we divorce, his debts is his debts and my debts are my debts. But for some odd reason, I'm the one that keep getting hit for his debt. And so far, I'm just being told there's nothing I can do. Am I the one that's stuck with everything? Am I the one that has the kids? Yes. Do I believe that I shouldn't have to pay his debt and my taxes should not come from my taxes? Yes. But from my understanding, there's nothing I can do.
Well, you guys were married, correct?
Yeah, we were married.
Okay, but as far as IRS go, when you're married, you take on each other's debt.
Right.
So he currently owes $5,000.
I understand that.
Well, ma'am, he currently owes $5,600 in back taxes.
He owes what?
$5,600.
Where did that total come from?
He hasn't been paying taxes in a while.
He hasn't what?
He hasn't been paying his taxes in a while.
Okay, what taxes are you talking about?
Basically, ma'am, what's going to happen is we're going to deduct the $5,600. Out of your refund check of $5,635 that you will be receiving. You currently owe
what?
$900 in back taxes, correct?
Who owe what?
you currently owe $900 in back taxes, correct?
It's like $900 and some. So how are you going to tell me that you all are going to take all of my taxes to pay his debt?
That's the way the IRS works, ma'am. Would you like to speak to the supervisor? Just a moment, man. I'll put the supervisor on the phone for you.
Can you give me a phone number? Can you give me a phone number?
Yes, you can get that information from the supervisor, ma'am. Just a moment.
Internal Revenue Service, may I help you?
Yes. Can you first of all give me a number, a phone number to contact to call you guys back?
Okay. Oh, wait a minute. 1 second. I have you down. Wait a minute. Let me make sure I'm talking to the right person.
All you need to give me is the phone number to contact you guys back.
Okay, ma'am. Can you just calm down 1 second? I mean, I'm getting all the information. He's faxing all the information over to me, and I'm trying to, you know, see what's going on. So can you just give me a second?
Well, does they have anything with you giving me your phone number? Do you know your number?
Okay, ma'am. Here's the problem right here. You know, there's a thing called... wait a minute. Let me get this paper. I want to make sure I get everything right. I want to make sure I get everything right here. Hold on 1 second.
Does this have anything to do with you giving me your phone number so I can contact you back?
Yes, ma'am. I'm about to do all that. I'm about to tell you. I mean, I understand that you're upset, but the real problem, the person that you really should be upset is your friend Tasha, because she has you on a prank show called Sin City.
Are you freaking kidding me? Oh, my freaking God. Oh, my. Are you freaking kidding me?
Oh, hey, Tasha did it. Hey, you kill her, that she put you on. She put it on.
Yeah, he got a...
I am about to cuss this bitch out.
All right. You have a good
Oh, shit. I still say that was still one of the funniest ones. That was one of the funniest ones there. I'm about to cuss this bitch out.
Man, who owe what?
I think for the Thor of my gang show there, oh, Vice Lord, I'm about to cuss this bitch out. That was a good one, bro.
Hey,
that
man,
was a
that's
joke,
what we
man.
Do. That's what we do, man. I mean, hey.
Man. That was a good-ass play call, bro. She
man.
Was shitty, too. Like, hold on. Can I get your ID badge number?
Yeah, she's ready to put motherfucker on straight for the ass.
033B.
I just threw that B in there just to make it sound good.
That was some good shit, though, man. You had ass going. Oh, my God. That shit was funny as hell.
We're coming down to the end of the show now. We always give our last words out. So, Jadeen, you was the last one to get on the show. We let you be the first one out. Any last words, baby?
Nah, I just wanted to come in and chime in with y'all.
Now, y'all know tomorrow, hey, you know, tomorrow, new day. We doing what we got to do.
Hey, Father Time, man, Zach, man. Hey, hell of a show, bro. Hell of a fucking show, man.
Appreciate that
Thank
love,
you that, man. Father. Thank you, that. Sean, any last words?
Yeah, the show was good as usual.
Oh, I'm just
That just being an ass. He just interrupted me. Go ahead, baby. Go and see what you got to say.
I said the show was good as usual. I enjoyed it, and I will talk to all of you tomorrow.
All right, that's going to come out of time. Any last words, man?
Yeah, man. Hey, if anybody got a prank, let me know. Anybody got a chronicle, let me know.
Hey, Kaz.
Yo.
I got a prank for you, man. What did you, that y'all did already, bro. I swear, it'll work. I'll tell you. Tomorrow.
All right. Holler at me, holler at me.
All right, man. All
right, y'all, man. Y'all know how we do. Hey, we trying to get up out of here. We going to do what we do, get where we got to go, have fun. God bless. Good night. Y'all know all that old good shit. Yo, you got something to take us out? Take us out, dog.
I can't tell you what it really is. I can only tell you what it feels like. And right now it's a steel knife in my windpipe. I can't breathe, but I still fight. Well, I can fight. As long as the wrong feels right, it's like I'm in flight. High off a log, drunk from my hate. It's like I'm huffing pain. I love her, the more I suffer. I suffocate. Right before I'm about to drown, she resuscitates me. She fucking hates me. And I love it. Wait, where you going? I'm leaving you. No, you ain't come back. We're running right back. Here we go again. Now I know we said things, did things that we didn't mean, and we fought.